Congratulations to the 2015 Environmental Science and Natural Resource Proficiency winner from the great state of Georgia, Sarah Spradlin. Sarah, tell me a little bit about how you're feeling right now. You have just been named a national winner in your respective proficiency area.
Well, I can't even really begin to describe it. I am like sitting on cloud nine right now. Absolutely. Just awesome.
That's great to hear. I'm very satisfied to see that you're excited about this. Sarah, tell me a little bit about your SAE. What got you here?
Well, my SAE started off as kind of a chemistry project in my freshman chemistry class. And we started off doing water quality testing in the class, and our teacher would send us running around with GPSs and finding these streams around campus. And I really just kind of enjoyed doing that. It was like a real life kind of application for science that we were learning. And then he, of course, dropped the bomb. You know, you also got to do an agri-science fair project at the end of the year. And it was my first year in ag, and I'd never really done anything like that before. And I was thinking, you know, I have a supervised agriculture experience that I need to do as well. Why don't I just pair these together? You know, water quality is something I've been doing all year in class. It should be pretty straightforward. And now I went in thinking that farmers were going to be the people who were going to be polluting our streams. They're going to be doing super bad stuff. And I go in, I don't do much research, and I start off with this project, and I don't find anything in the water. Now, the reason is because the first chemical that I looked for, Grazon, its chemical name is Perforum, breaks down in water. Like, that's what it's designed to do. And so that just kind of started this big question kind of for me of, wow, I literally know nothing here. And I was ready to, you know, really just kind of have a scapegoat for the problems that we have, especially with non-point source pollution and water quality in our nation. And so I wanted to do something. I wanted to answer my question better and keep going. And so I started looking at the difference between non-point source pollution, point source pollution, and then thinking about best management practices, which is basically what farmers do to, like, keep that from happening. And I had no idea anything like that existed. And so it was just an incredible kind of learning experience that really snowballed year after year after year as I just came up with more questions to ask. You know, is there a difference between agriculture pollution and urban pollution? Is there more of one or the other? And at the very end of my SAE, and I hope it continues on, the answer really is we all have room for improvement, and there are already solutions out there. Best management practices are one of the best ones that we have, and so now it's just a matter of communicating it to people who are just like me, my freshman year, who knew nothing and are having an impact on our environment, and they don't even realize it, and talking to them about that. And I think that's probably a pretty good snapshot of just what my SAE was about and kind of how I got here.
Well, that definitely does sound very interesting, something that I think a lot of people could use some research in. Sarah, what would you say, you know, behind every great SE and anything that we do in life, we always have a support system, people behind us pushing us to that next level. Who are some of your greatest mentors?
Oh, wow. I have been really, really blessed to have a ton of mentors. My parents have always been behind what I'm doing, even though FFA was kind of a new thing for them my freshman year. They thought I was a little bit crazy for joining at first, but gradually I converted them to, you know, blue and gold. And so they were probably my first kind of mentors, which parents are supposed to be. And I thought that was just incredible. And then my ag teachers, even through non-ag stuff, were my mentors. Miss Tricia Lastly and Miss Cindy Jones and Mr. Josh White and Miss Catherine Bell just were always there for me if I ever had questions. And if they didn't know the answer, they always encouraged me to, you know, go forward, find that answer, whatever it takes to find the truth out. So I think those are probably my biggest mentors, even outside of the FFA.
Sarah, you know, what's the future? You made a mention that you want to continue with some of your research. So what's the future for you and your SAE?
Well, right now I'm at the University of Georgia and I'm majoring in agriculture communication and international affairs. And what I want to do with that is go into developing countries and teach them about sustainable agriculture, whether that's with their water quality, whether that's with their crops, or just how they go about everyday life. I want to be somewhere, wherever that happens to be around the globe, that I really have an opportunity to make an impact and share what I've learned and how important agriculture has really become to me in these past just few years. And so just kind of moving forward with that, I have no idea where it's going to put me. I'm open to wherever it happens to go, but just to be able to teach people what I've learned, because I feel like once you have an answer, you want to share it, and that's like the final step of the scientific method. So it's almost like the final step of my SAEs to share what I've learned and to teach others.
Well, congratulations to Sarah Spradlin for being named the 2015 Environmental Science and Natural Resource Proficiency Winner, sponsored by CHS. From the 88th National FFA Convention, I'm Thomas Shaw.